ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयं मुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया। भगवते उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंद गोप कुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद। श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे। हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। Hare Krishna. So you all welcome at Sri Sri Krishna Balaram Temple, ISKCON, Vrindavan, for morning Bhagavatam class. We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th canto and chapter 24th, chanting the song sung by Lord Shiva, Rudra Geet. So the speaker of this prayer is Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva means Vaishnavanam Yatha Sambhu, the topmost Vaishnava, one of the 12 Mahajan, is speaking this song. And who are the listeners? The descendant of Swayambhu Manu. Swayambhu Manu, and then his two sons, the first one Uttanapad Dhruva Maharaj, Dhruva Maharaj, further Prithu Maharaj Prachin Bharit, and these are the sons of Prachin Bharit. So this is Manu Maharaj, Swayambhu Manu's descendants. They are hearing the 10 Prachetas, and they are, Manu means ruler, Kshatri. So they are going to rule the kingdom. Before ruling the kingdom, they are advised to go under austerities and get themselves prepared for properly ruling the citizens. So they are on the way with the blessing of their father, and on the way, like when Dhruva Maharaj left kingdom with the blessing of her mother Suniti, Krishna arranged Narad to appear and impart the transcendental knowledge, and then in this same Madhuban, Dhruva Maharaj had the darshan of Lord Vishnu. Similarly, these Prachetas, with the blessing of their father, were on the way for doing austerities, and with the divine arrangement, Lord Shiva appeared there from that lake, and he imparted them this transcendental knowledge, which is called Rudra Priya, and the result is same. They will get same audience directly of Lord Vishnu. So as previously, it is continuously under discussion that this prayer of Lord Shiva has four parts. It's prayer. Any prayer is like Mangala Charan, like Prarthana or Mangala Charan. So the first part is prayer to the Ishtadev or the one worshipable Lord. So first there is a prayer, and then within that prayer, the second part is the form of the Supreme Lord, and third part is how to get the process or the sadhana for achieving that goal of that Supreme Lord, and the devotion of the association of the devotee is the most essential and only path to get the devotional service to the Supreme Lord. And then the next part, that God is, say, Supreme Lord is all pervading through his energies, and then there was a description of the Kal energy of the Supreme Lord. Now this section is the benediction. Anybody who recite these prayers, what are the spiritual benefits he get? So this is blessings. So this is Lord Shiva is speaking of the blessing. If somebody recite these prayers, what is the spiritual benefit of that? So this is the prayer, spiritual benefit of reciting Rudra Geet or the song sung by Lord Shiva. Shreyam iha sarvesham Jnanam niha shreyasam param Sukham tarati dushparam Jnana naura vyasanaranavam Shreyasam iha sarvesham Jnanam niha shreyasam param Sukham tarati dushparam Jnana naura vyasanaranavam Shreyasam iha sarvesham Jnanam niha shreyasam param Sukham tarati dushparam Jnanam naura vyasanaravanam In this material world, there are different types of achievement. But of all of them, the achievement of knowledge is considered to be the highest, because one can cross the ocean of nescience only on the boat of knowledge. Otherwise, the ocean is impassable. Actually, Srila Prabhupada is writing in purport, actually, everyone is suffering within this material world due to ignorance. Everybody is suffering in this material world due to ignorance. Ignorance of what? Ignorance. Anadi kal jiva krishna bahir mukh atev maya tahar de sansar dukh. So ignorance is not knowing our relationship with Krishna. There is ignorance. This is the highest ignorance. And the lower degree of ignorance, actually higher degree of ignorance, which is commonly all over the world, what Prabhupada is speaking here is bodily conception of life, no knowledge of the soul. That is another biggest ignorance. The first definition of the knowledge in Bhagavad Gita, Srila Prabhupada speaks, to know the soul, to know the body is different from the soul, and to know who is the controller of the both, or who is behind the both, this is primary knowledge. This knowledge is transcendental knowledge. Jnanam Param. So what is this transcendental knowledge? The knowledge which is beyond three modes of material nature. The suffering is by the material nature. Deviya esh gunamayi mam maya durtaya. The same word durtaya is here dushparam. Durtaya or dushparam has the same, it is insurmountable. It is very difficult to cross. So what is the obstacle? Three modes of material nature which are binding us. So the knowledge is, this knowledge is beyond three modes of material nature. Therefore it is called Jnanam Paramam, Param Jnana. So the suffering is due to ignorance. Every day we see that person without knowledge commits some criminal acts and is later arrested and punished, despite the fact that he actually may not have been conscious of his sinful activity. So every day, so many people are arrested, punished, and this is because they don't know what they are doing. They don't know what they are doing and why they are doing. They are in complete ignorance. Prabhupada is giving nice example down. Despite the fact that they actually may not have been conscious of their sinful, such ignorance prevails throughout the world. Om Agyan Timrandasya. We are born in the world of ignorance. If there is no provision of transcendental knowledge through the realized souls, everybody is in ignorance. This is like flat rule. Janam jayate sudra sanskarat bhavate dveja. Anybody is born as insignificant. Shudra means of no spiritual value. But if he is purified by sanskara, then he becomes more in a brahmanical consciousness, or will be aware of the brahmanical culture. Similarly, everybody is born in this material which is by nature dark, means ignorance. If some get the fortune, if he is, say, Guru Krishna Kripa Pai Bhakti Lata Bij, if he is fortunate that Krishna and his spiritual master both shower mercy, then he will be delivered, otherwise he is in ignorance. So everybody is in ignorance. That's whole world. Whole world is in ignorance. Throughout, this ignorance prevails throughout the world. People do not consider how they are risking their lives in attempt to have illicit sex. The greatest, when Krishna says, janma mrtyu jara vyadhi. Vyadhi means disease. Disease pertaining to the body mind. So science is trying to control the disease. They started some smallpox. They stopped that smallpox, a dangerous disease, and they thought we have conquered everything. And then came the autoimmune deficiency syndrome, AIDS. And that is because of knowingly attempt to have illicit sex. And they are getting implicated into the incurable disease and knowing that they are going to die by that, but still they are committed, they are committing the same sinful activity. And majority of the population is sick with this syndrome. It's called syndrome, and it is actually intelligence deficiency syndrome. It's not immunodeficiency syndrome. It is intelligence deficiency syndrome. There's no intelligence. Knowing that I'm going to suffer, is still going to do the same thing. Second thing, killing animals to satisfy their tongue. So mass killing of the animal all over the world. And Prabhupada sometimes says, if at all they have to eat animal, they should wait when they die, then they should eat. Or else, if they cannot control their tongue, there is a injection in the Shastra, black goat on Umavasya day offered to Kali in offering, and then you eat and utter a mantra in the goat's ear, I am sacrificing you, next life I have, you have right to cut my throat. Who will do this? It means, restricted, don't do this. But still you are, but there is a regulation, but cow killing is killing of the mother. So two major gross criminal acts which are going all over the world is killing of the cow and killing of the embryo in the womb. These are the two greatest sinful activities which are prevailing all over the world, and whole world is suffering a joint karma of this action in the form of earthquake, in the form of tsunami, in the form of wars. This is a reaction to the karma of the nations and the humanity as a whole. And these are the two greatest crimes which are officially done under the eyes of the leaders of the government. Say, killing of the cow and killing of the embryo. Usually, just after cow, the next promotion is to the human. So you are stopping their progression of coming up to the further human life and starting their... they have the right to do the karma only in human life. Other lives are just promotion. So killing means doing violence on the progress of the spiritual soul on onward march. And similarly, killing the embryo in the womb means stopping the somebody to come in this world to do his karma. Third thing, killing animal for the taste of the tongue, enjoying intoxication. This tea, 50 years back, in any house in our village, if they were drinking tea, they were considered as they are addicts. Like now, if somebody is taking heroin, he's on drugs. 50 years back, the people drinking tea were considered they are on drugs. 50 years back. I mean, in my life I have seen only 2-3 houses has a tea in the whole town, and they were just like, don't talk with them because they are drinking tea. But now, tea has become a social custom. You can offer chapan bhog, but if you don't give tea, people say, he has not given me tea. It has become so a culture. It's a tea culture. He said, it is a habit forming. Is that right or not? Tea is habit forming? They have written some habit. The spelling of habit is H-A-B-I-T. So out of this habit, you remove the H. What is left? Left? A bit will remain still. Remove the A. What is left? Bit will remain. Remove the B. What is there? It will remain. Remove the I, what will remain? T will remain. That is T-E-A-T will remain. You cannot give up T. The devotee said, we are ready to join, but how can we give up T? So this simple thing, if you are not able to really give up simple intoxicant, and then how you expect that I can, I am chanting, I am doing tapasya. Prabhupada in one of the lectures says, they are singing very nice kirtan, and then they say, my throat is too dry, please give me one bidi. One of the lectures says, they speak nicely, they do kirtan and people are really happy, and then they say, my throat is really very dry, can you give me one bidi? And they have a break in 5 hours, 7 hour satsang katha. They have a special break for tea and cigarette to go out and have a break and then come back. This is a typical outside parvachan. They have a all nice bhajan and kirtan, and then there's a break for tea and cigarette. Go and do this, and then come back again. It's time. So whatever you are heard, you just destroy it and come again as an elephant. Kunjarisnanam. You go out, get some benefit, and then again go in mud and come back again. This is what is going on. So intoxication, and the last one is gamble. So these are the four things Prabhupada has written. They are the sinful things. They are committed by the people because of the ignorance. Therefore, those who are avoiding these four, he has some knowledge that this is something wrong which we should not. This is something like a patient is suffering from some disease and doctor says, you take this medicine but don't eat sugar. You have diabetes, you have only to eat, say, karela and the neem. This is the advice. But every diabetes knows that if he eats sweet, it is dangerous for him. But every diabetic is very fond of eating sweet on risk of his life. In the hospital there was a patient with sugar. They are controlling with all the drugs, and in the morning they see it is 4, again plus 4. Doctor was surprised, so much heavy medicine, watch where he is going, he is always in the hospital. Then they found he is sneaking out, going to the sweet shop, getting 4 gulab jamun, eating and coming back and sleeping in the hospital. So how to control sugar? There is no way. Yeah? Getting medicine and taking gulab jamun, how will you? This is what is it means. It's very difficult, really. It is very difficult. Madhav Maharaj, what do you think? It is very difficult. Everybody tells us, don't eat fried things. But what do you think? What can we do? We'll say no. But after eating, we'll say, next time we'll not do it. Next time we'll not do it. So what is the Maha Mantra for us on the dining table? Moment on the lips, lifetime on the hips. we are knowing that eating this nice rasgulla, we have to carry for our life. But moment on the lips, lifetime on the hips, and we are ready. So this is a simple thing we are not able to control. So easy to understand it, but so difficult really. It's very easy to preach, but it's very difficult to practice. And to Sanatan Goswami, I think who Haridas Thakur said, you have not only the practicing but also preaching. You are the only example who is practicing and preaching. So it's very difficult. We know so many things. Even as a devotee, we know something is not to be done. But it's still... anyway, this time let us... next time we'll not do it. And we have some special ignorance. which we somehow or other very difficult. And Prabhupada is simply lighting. Still, you read somewhere, you find the Prabhupada's first handwritten instruction in, on the wall of 26th Avenue. Every devotee is required to. If you go and read and you see for last 40 years, we are not able to really to follow these instructions which Prabhupada has written with his own hand. Not to eat anything outside, even Haldiram. Everybody is starting from Delhi for the Vrindavan as a devotee with mala and everything, coming for yatra, but first their darshan is beautiful Haldiram shop on the way, stop, get, it is without onion and garlic. Yeah, we can have it. So, and then we will just go to Vrindavan. So what I'm saying, it's so difficult to follow those seven things. I think there are seven things handwritten by Srila Prabhupada that every devotee is required to do it. But what is wrong in this? It's okay. We can offer it. In early days, the devotee, when they were book distributor, and then they went to the store to buy something, and senior devotee asked, "Did you offer?" He said, "Yes." "Where?" He said, I offered the whole store to the Supreme Lord. I sat down in front of the store and I offered the whole store. At least everybody will get prasad for 7 days. So there are the ways the devotees do the adjustment. So this is, it's very difficult. Prabhupada says, ignorance is so dark, that it needs regular, everyday reminder. So every day in the morning we read 10 offenses to the holy name. Every day we read this. But are we really conscious of these offenses whole day? We are just doing it like tape record is doing. First offense is, first offense to the holy name is? Huh? And what do we do the next in the morning? To start blessing the devotees. It is just a reminder in the morning that don't forget to bless the devotees. In the morning, first offense is to bless the devotee who are preaching the glories of the holy name. And the next thing we go out from here is that person. What he's doing? So this is simply reminder in the morning to do it. Don't forget to do it. We have taken it otherwise. And this is the offense which is all prevailing. Devotee criticism is a hot topic in any place, prasadal, ashram. This is the only topic. Devotees have no other topic because they cannot read newspaper to discuss anything. What they will do? No TV, only devotee business. So how to avoid this is a challenge for us. How to avoid this is a challenge for us. It is very regrettable. Prabhupada is right. It is very regrettable that the leaders of the world do not know the effect of these sinful activities. They are instead taking things very easily and are succeeding in making the ocean of nuisance wider and wider. They are making it more difficult for people to be delivered. Now we know these. Parikshat Maharaj did not allow these four things in his kingdom. No animal killing, no intoxication, no gambling, no illicit. He did not allow this in his kingdom. Now all the governments of the world has all these things officially sanctioned. Liquor shop, yes, permit. Permit, you come and get it. Meat, doctor's stamp, yes, it is very nice for your health to go to hell. It is very nice for your health, but you just add to go to hell. That is hidden, they don't read this. And gambling, all these stock markets are very sophisticated, organized gambling. Very organized gambling going on by government sanction. casinos everywhere, all over the world. So Parikshit Maharaj, stop that thing, and all the governments have voluntarily taken this responsibility to send all their dependents back to hell. So this is they are making the ocean of the nations wider and wider. Opposite to such ignorance, full knowledge is greatest achievement within this material world. So this verse is a verse for living people. Here means in this world, when we are living. It is not something that when you leave this body, then you will go to the Vaikunth. No. It's right here. Bhagavad Dharma is a living Dharma. When you are here, you practice it. So greatest achievement in this world is to get transcendental knowledge. All other achievements are very, the word is, here it is, the word is something like yoginam api sarvesham, something like that. There are many yogis, there are many doing, but the best one, the topmost is the one who is always thinking and remembering Krishna within his heart. He's always conscious of Krishna, remembering Krishna, never forgetting. He is the best. Similarly, there are so many achievements in this material world. But the best achievement, the topmost achievement is transcendental knowledge. That is the highest achievement in this world. And this is not sold on the shop. You cannot buy knowledge from the shops, no. By books, no. This knowledge is only imparted by self-realized, merciful soul who is called His Divine Grace. It means, on one, the grace of the Divine Supreme Lord has descended, that person can impart that knowledge. That knowledge, if we get that knowledge, everything can be sacrificed to get that knowledge. That is what the culture of this land was. Giving up kingdom. They ruled the kingdom. They were the great emperors. Left the kingdom behind. Went to the bank of Ganges, sitting down at the feet of great rishis and learning the transcendental knowledge. Sacrificing kingdom, forgetting all their opulences and going and sitting at the feet of the great saintly people and getting transcendental knowledge. That was the culture of this great land. Now we want that Sadhu Maharaj, we will send you car, you come and give the transcendental knowledge in my drying room, which is air conditioned. Jai! No possibility of knowledge. In your home, there are all the bacteria of calm surrounding everywhere. If that soul will come, you will make yourself completely in trouble. Don't give trouble to that person. And said, say Maharaj came, he did not come to my room. I met him, but he did not come to my room, my home. I said, doctor, only go to the home of the patient when they are so sick that they cannot get up and go to the OPD. So that person was too sick, don't worry. You know, doctors only visit those patients which are bedridden at home, then doctor can go and really visit that patient. But the normal patient can go to the doctor. So you are very nice. You can go to the temple, see the sadhus and sit with them. That was too sick. So the spiritual master has to go to his home and deliver him from there. Because he cannot get out from there. He was a serious patient. This is very common. Those who can be around, what is the problem? So they were sacrificing kingdom to go and achieve the knowledge. You read whole Bhagavatam, every king has given up his kingdom. At a certain level, yes, finish. I have nothing to do with. Take care. I am going. And they were walking by foot all the way, not on the chariots, just walking by foot. Therefore, they should be trained like Prachetas in the early life, that when they leave the kingdom, they should not be sorry for anything because they have already done austerities. They know what the sadhu life is, how to achieve the spiritual goal. They were trained in the early days. They were trained in the beginning. So this is most important, that one day we have to give up all the lower achievements of this world for the highest achievement of transcendental knowledge. We can practically see that, Prabhupada is speaking, one who has sufficient knowledge is saved from the dangerous pitfall in life. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, Bahunam Janmanam Ante Gyanvan Mam Prapadyante. So this knowledge is not very easy. It takes many lifetimes on this path of knowledge. Then one will come to understand that Vasudev is everything. It takes many lifetimes. The knowledge is compared to the boat in 4th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. When you board on this boat of knowledge, you will cross over this material ocean without any difficulty. Apart from that, in Bhakti Yoga, Krishna is speaking, Bhavami nichanat path may aveshit chetasam. Samudharta mrityu sansara sagrat. You have not to cross. In devotional service, you have not to do any endeavor, even swim. No. Samudhrta mrityu sansara sagrat bhavami nicharat parat may aveshit chetsam. Those whose mind is completely absorbed in thinking of me, I am the swift deliverer from the ocean of material nuisance. But how will he deliver? You have to have a sikha. He has to hold here and pull you out. No sikha, no deliverance. Yeah, it's a very simple formula. If you have sikha, because practically speaking, all those who are drowning in the Ganga at Haridwar, it is the women which are easily saved. The people, they say, because they have a big natural sikha, so they hold the sikha and they pull them out. But the male, very difficult. If you go near, he will hold your neck, he will drown you too. So you have to get him little hand distance away from you. It is only when you have sikha you can save somebody. So sikha is saving grace. So have it always decorated on the, it is a dhwaja. Dhwaja means it is a flag on the top of the crown of the temple of Supreme Lord. So no flag, no recognition. So there should be a flag definitely. So this is the way Krishna says, I will deliver. Samudhrta. Samudhrta means I will not allow him to wait, at least in this material world at all. Samudhrta means like he won't get even his foot in the mud. No, not at all of this material world. I will just swiftly deliver him. You're like a child. You have a child. When you are boarding on the boat, you carry your child. You may go in water, but you carry your child. The water doesn't touch that. That is what it means, samudharta. I will pick him up and I will deliver him swiftly. So, and the other boat, what is the knowledge of the boat? This Lord Shiva again there along with Brahma is praying to the Krishna before his appearance in the prison house of Kansa. Your lotus feet, Lord, are the boats. Your lotus feet are boat. And the saintly persons has made your lotus feet boat to cross this material. Tava pada potena mahat kritena. These mahatmas, these saintly persons, they have made your lotus feet a great boat. So transcendental knowledge means always thinking of the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord. It is not that you board on the boat. Simply you think of the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord, you are already on that boat. That is the boat. Boat is the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord to deliver from this material world. So it's Bahunam Janmanamanti Gyanvama. When one actually becomes wise, he surrenders unto the Supreme Personality regarded Vasudeva, Sarvamiti, Samahatma, Sadurlabh. Such a great soul is very rarely to be found. This Krishna conscious movement is determined. Now this is what Prabhupada is giving us. Responsibility. This Krishna conscious movement is determined to open wide eye of the so-called leaders. So what is our purpose? We have to preach is that people know what is sin. They should have this knowledge of Bhagavad Gita. It should be far and wide preached. This Krishna conscious movement is determined to open wide the eyes of the so-called leaders who are full of ignorance and thus save them from the many pitfalls and dangerous condition of life. Prabhupada was always very enthusiastic and eager to meet the leaders. He had appointments, he was invited by the Mauritian Prime Minister to meet, and he was very eagerly wanted to go there. Prabhupada Leela, he wanted to meet the Prime Minister of India and he had a charter, something to discuss with. But somehow Prabhupada said, so-called leaders, because they are not leader, so they are not really responding to. But Prabhupada's mood was, read, it's better to preach to one leader, one moon is better than million stars. If you preach to one leader, then whole country can be Krishna conscious. So it is the challenge for the Krishna conscious devotees. Meet the leaders, open their eyes wide. What they are doing is a very dangerous. So what is the most dangerous thing? Prabhupada is saying, the greatest danger is the danger of getting a body lower than that of a human being. The greatest danger is to get a body lower than human being. Because then you have no choice of karma. Then you are completely, automatically undergo promotion. There is no way. So, greatest danger is to get the body lower than animal. And then one of the audience, Prabhupada said, if you become next life dog, then somebody says, so what is the difference? What is the problem? Prabhupada says, so I have my all blessing for you. What can he say? That's what, people are not even afraid. It was with great difficulty that we attained the human form of life. It's with great difficulty we got human form of life. Bhajahure manasri nanda nandana abhaya charanara vendre durlabha manava deha. Durnava manava janam. It's very difficult to get human form of life. It is not even available easily for the demigods. It's not easy to get a human body. It is with great difficulty that we attain the human form of life just to take advantage of this body and re-establish our relationship with Supreme Personality of the Godhead, Govinda. To re-establish our relationship, we got this body. Durlabh, it is durlabh. It is not, but if we use it properly, this body is the greatest boat. This body is compared to the boat. Soul is a passenger. And the spiritual master is the captain to guide the boat. And the favorable wind is the Bhagavatam or Bhagavad Gita. Shastra is a favorable wind to cross this material world. So this human body is the only boat. Spiritual master is the only captain. And the revealed scripture, they are the favorable wind to carry this boat through this material ocean all the way back to home, back to Godhead. So that boat is material. This body is a boat, human body. This is a one verse of the Bhagavatam. Maharaj, konsa shlok, you remember? This body is a boat, a spiritual master is a captain, and the shastra is a favorable wind to cross over. Yes? Nirdeya idam sulabham sudurlabha. 50% is pass. Okay, one sadhu is good. Nirdeha sudurlabham. Guru karana dhar. Guru karana dhar. Huh? This is the translation. I said you go and find out this verse and memorize this and meditate every day. That is the process. So two lines more. Lord Shiva advises, however, that those who take advantage of this prayer will very soon become devotee of Lord Vasudev and thus will be able to cross the ocean of nescience and make life perfect. So what is in this prayer that will make them devotee of Vasudev? Because the prayer is offered to the Supreme Lord Vasudev by Lord Shiva in the beginning. And then he described the form of Vasudev. And then the process to approach to the Vasudev, the association of the devotees. So what is the message we should take from this? What is message Prabhupada's mood for us devotees? We have to preach to the leaders to understand the sinful activities which are going under their nose and they don't know they are sinful. So this bold preaching is needed. The preachers are bold. If we preach, that only pleases Krishna. And preaching to the lowest, like Jagai and Madhai, will attract the Nityanand Prabhu's attention. And then his power will empower us to do the preaching. So take risk to preach to the lowest. And who is the lowest like Nityanand, like Jagai and Madhai now? All the leaders. Yes. They have all the sinful activities. All four, all together, every day, nitya, satatam, all these things they are doing. We do nitya, satatam, Krishna katha, they are doing nitya, satatam, all these activities. Deliver one, then the thousands will be automatically delivered. Preach, preach, preach and preach. That's what the whole message is. People are ignorant. It's like, we have to suffer for that. One statement Prabhupada has, violence means not preaching Krishna consciousness. If we don't preach Krishna consciousness, that is violence. Therefore, preaching Krishna consciousness is ahimsa or non-violence. Because to get people out of ignorance is the responsibility. And we have to take risk for that. We have to take risk for that. The greater we take risk, the more Krishna's mercy will descend. Comfort zone, no problem. Get out of the comfort zone. Take risk and preach Krishna consciousness very boldly and wide open the eyes of the so-called leaders and simple people, everybody. Everybody is leader of his home at least. So preach home to home. Preaching is only the way to save this planet from greatest danger. That's Prabhupada's mood. Srila Prabhupada ki? Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Any question, comment? Maharaj, any wisdom, wise words? Prabhuji, Hare Krishna.
How and when we are taking the rare form of the human body?
We have got right now. So we should take full use of this to get out of this material world. How we get...
When we are taking the rare form of the human body? Same,
I got 60 years back, you got maybe same time back this rare form. When means how many years back we got it? How we got it? Because we have done some pious activities in some part of our life that we got the opportunity to become. Tesham jananam punya karmanam. So many punya karmana give rise to this opportunity to sit in Krishna Balaram temple and sit hear Bhagavatam. It gets punya tesham. Antagatam papam, when the all sinful activities are completely eradicated by punya karmanam, then we'll get this human form up. Generally, I remember somebody told earlier, from cow the next promotion is human. And these nice monkeys, they will be human next life, but in a mode of ignorance. And the lions also, they are getting into the human life, but they are in mode of passion. And the cow is in mode of goodness. These three animals, they are promoted in these three different modes in this material world. But anybody, then there are those who are already enjoying the heavenly benefits on the heavenly planet. When their merits are exhausted, they come back in this world as a human beings. So they are coming either from lower grade promoting upself, or they are descending from the heaven back on this material world. So there are two ways the people get the human form of life. And Bhagavad Gita says, Urdhva gacchanti satoistha madhyatishtanti rajasa. Those who are in mode of passion, they take birth on this planet earth as a human beings, because they are mostly governed by mode of passion. Anybody has to say something to Prabhuji?
After undergoing
well, in one sense is right, but those who are coming from heavenly planet, they are not going 8400 life up. They are coming directly from the heaven as a human beings. But if somebody is going down so as a demonic life, then he has to go all through these process to come up. But somebody just can go from here directly to some lower species. Tamoistha, those who are in mode of ignorance, they go to the lower forms of life. But it's not that everybody has to go through 84,000. It's not that everybody has to go like that. No. It is, yes, there are that many bodies. It's like that so many models of the car are available. You have as much money, you can buy that. So, Brahmanji has 8400,000 different models of the bodies. By your karma, you select whichever you are fitting into in human form. You will decide which body you are eager to have. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Thank you very much.